Rod Black joins us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline to talk about the Raptor game tonight. Rod, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good to be with you boys. No, my only rhinestone garment that I have is a thong.
Rod, people are eating.
So I went there already, my God. So O-Dog, at this point, they haven't landed. O-Dog will have that Mike Tyson tattoo on his face about 11.
Yeah.
There'll be a tiger in their room, I'm sure, at some point.
Yeah. And the no regrets tattoo. Remember that? What was that movie, Meet the Millers?
That's right.
No regrets. He spelled regrets wrong. So a couple things tonight about the Raptors. Kawhi Leonard not playing again. And this has become an ongoing story for the Raptors. At what point does this start to become a concern?
The only person who works less than Kawhi Leonard is me.
You're a lucky man, Rod.
Yeah. I understand, and I actually understand even more than I did when it first started happening. And I really got to know, and I'm sure Dave, you know Alex McKechnie and the sports science group, and this is really under their umbrella. I mean, you know, anytime there is anything that lingers, anything that maybe check a box of some sort surrounding Kawhi, they are going to take every bit of caution. And I understand. I think that, you know, it hurts, obviously, people who buy tickets to games who want to see Kawhi Leonard. I think it obviously hurts the Raptors, who are much better with Kawhi Leonard, certainly. I think it would hurt them right now as they try to gain some momentum and rhythm towards the postseason with all these new players that they're bringing into the lineup. But here's the thing. You know, I was talking with somebody earlier today. Kawhi Leonard also plays very aggressively at times. And the last thing that this team wants Kawhi Leonard to do is get hurt. And that, you know, any kind of hope or dream that they have about the postseason, Gord, could go right out the window if he got hurt. So I would suggest that, you know, it is lingering. It's something that's there. I'm not buying the load management thing as much as the fact that it probably is a tweak of some sort. And I think they're just taking every bit of caution that they can.
And when he plays, Kawhi Leonard plays more than any Raptor.
Oh, yeah.
He averages nearly 35 minutes a game. So it's,
and he plays hard. He plays hard.
They don't baby him when he's in there.
No.
But, you know, he'll miss his 16th game tonight.
Yeah, that's the thing. But he is something else. Like, we haven't had a player. We haven't been watching a player in Toronto like Kawhi Leonard. And he's just... I said before, he's like a cyborg. You know, he has hardly any emotion when he's out there. They give him the ball when, you know, the game's on the line, as you saw the other night. He, you know, most of the time can come through. And I guess, you know, a lot of this also has to do with the future of Kawhi Leonard. You know, do they baby him a little too much? I'm not so sure. I think that Kawhi Leonard wants to play a lot. And remember, he missed most of last season.
So, obviously, another big story tonight, Rod, with the Wizards in town at Scotiabank Arena, is the potential debut, and it sounds like it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Of the newly signed Jeremy Lind, who isn't the same kid that arrived with the bang that was Lind's Sanity nearly a decade ago, but is now a 30-year-old veteran of this league who I think is going to fit in just fine with this group. How do you see it, Rod?
Well, it's a great signing, Dave. You know, when you think about it, Fred VanVleet, I'm sure you guys heard, is out now 5 weeks.
Yeah.
That's the rumor. So you need something. And by the way, they're not done yet. I think they're still going to go out and get a shooter and maybe even get a little more toughness. But they need somebody there. They lost DeLon Wright. They need somebody at the backup point position. And here's a guy who's still got some skill. And by the way, the good news is the Raptors don't have to play Jeremy Lin, because every time they play Jeremy Lin, he goes off on them. But think about it. It was 7 years ago tomorrow, Valentine's Day, when Jeremy Lin hit that shot against the Raptors and Linsanity took off. He's clearly not the same guy that he once was, but he's still got some talent. And the thing is, he's a very smart basketball player, and you can see him in some pick and rolls working some magic.
Rob, we're going to talk to Chris Bosh in the next hour, and he had some comments to make recently about, you know, his time in Toronto, some regrets he had, and shed some light on why he left. And, you know, you've been covering the Raptors since day one. You've been around this team since day one. How much has this team evolved, not just since the early days, but in recent years, as being taken more seriously than it was when Vince, you know, the day of Game 7 went down to get his diploma, or, you know, guys were sitting out and leaving en masse?
Yeah, it's completely different, Gord. I mean, you know, those days, as a matter of fact, Leo and I were chatting in the studio. I said, do you know how far this team has come from the Sky Dome days, where the Raptor mascot was, you know, probably the most famous of all the Raptors? You know, and you went to the games because you wanted to be entertained, and you went to the games because you wanted to see a superstar from the other team. It's come so far. It has come a long way from the Chris Bosh days, too. Bosh was a serious player. I mean, you know, a potential Hall of Famer who, at the time when he came here, remember, was very disappointed and disgruntled. Remember the time that he was tearing up on the bench about how bad the Raptors were. And that's kind of when the Raptors took off, when DeMar DeRozan was drafted, and, you know, they Sam Mitchell was the coach of the team. It was kind of their second incarnation after the Vince Carter, where they were starting to be taken a little more serious. But there's been so many things, Gordon, Dave, that's happened through the years. You know, you think about Drake, and I know that seems like such a tangent, but
it's not.
What he means, what he means to this organization, and how on a world basis everybody, you know, knows this, knows the brand. I do believe that, you know, the winning over the last few years has been paramount to this growth. And, you know, the brand itself, it's come a long way from the uniforms that had the red dinosaurs to being taken a little more seriously. But I do believe it's also winning. When they started winning really over the last 5-6 years, you know, under the Dwayne Casey, guidance, and when he was named head coach, and Dwayne took it to another level, but they also had players, and Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan, and now they're in a completely different stratosphere. Now, it used to be, how far could we go in the playoffs? You know, how many games might we win in the playoffs? Now, I mean, people are seriously touting this team as, you know, NBA finals or bust. Is that overhype? Maybe a little bit, but I'll tell you what, they're awfully, awfully good.
Well, they've got a better home record than Golden State.
Yeah. And you saw how they played against Golden State this year, too. And, you know, again, Dave's around it quite a bit, too, is, you know, if you look man for man, I would have said about a month and a half ago, guys, that, you know, Milwaukee's probably usurped the Raptors in the East as, you know, the team to beat. And, you know, the Raptors maybe a little bit out of rhythm. But the moves they've recently made and getting Gasol and all of these things, man to man, they actually match up really well against Golden State, who may not be as indomitable as we once thought.
Yeah, well, who knows, right? I mean, that's a bridge we want to cross. I mean,
as long as they stay healthy, too, right?
Well, that's what I was going to get to, Rod. I mean, obviously, we talk about Kawhi Leonard's health. That's obviously a concern because they need him at full strength if they expect to make the kind of run they hope to make in the playoffs. But what have you made lately of Kyle Lowry? We know he's had the back problems. We know he hasn't been the kind of player that maybe they expected him to be this season. What can we expect from him after the All-Star break, heading into the playoffs, in your mind, Rod?
Yeah, like, you think last year, what were they shooting for, guys? They were shooting for, you know, 59 or 60 wins. They were trying to get that top seed. And I think it's so different now. I don't think they're doing that. I think they're actually, you know, even with Kyle, they're taking it about, you know, 20% off of that intensity that they once had trying to go towards the playoffs. They're not thinking of going towards the playoffs. They're thinking about playoffs right now, which I think is the thing to think about. Obviously, Kyle he's been banged up. But here's the thing. When he is on and he's the leader, he is infectious. His attitude is contagious on the court. They play kind of like the way, when he is on, they play like Kyle with that edge, and they're better with Kyle Lowry, I think. And that's why Jeremy Lin's so important. And, you know, with Fred out, you still need that guy on the floor that's going to be able to keep the energy up. That they miss that second group this year. They don't have that second group that did what they did last year. And I still think, even though Kyle's numbers are down, I think he does those little things. And I know he's a grumpy guy and people that, but if people who know Kyle Lowry, that's kind of a bit of a facade. Kyle Lowry is actually a pretty cool dude, but at the same time, he's got that edge, and he plays better with the edge.
All right, so enjoy the game tonight, Rod. Gasol and Jeremy Lin. Who'd have thought a month ago we'd be seeing that with the Raptors?
Hey, Gordo, you know, in your world, too, like, you know, who'd have thought Tavares and, you know, all these other things. I mean, Toronto's actually, at one time, you know, was the city that was always sleeping. Now it's the city of pretty good sports teams, so we'll see.
All right, Rod Black, join us on the Maple Toyota Hotline. It's the 2019 Toyota RAV4, the safest SUV. See for yourself at Maple Toyota and get rates from 0%. MapleToyota.com.